Hello, as Falderius a Chlesh or Shachlay, Shay Robert a Carslach Mish. I'm Bob Carswell, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme which is called Shachlay. This will be the final Shachlay for this year, as we take a short break over the Christmas and New Year period. So there won't be a programme on Thursday the 26th of December or on Thursday the 2nd of January, but we'll be back on Thursday the 9th of January. I'll remind you of that later on, but this evening we'll again be looking at a project with international dimensions, as we look at the work of Rabindranath Tagore, and hear again from the Douglas-based singer, psychologist and broadcaster Shravanti Mazumdar. For Rabindranath Tagore rugit mi volden suvlein hachia jeg tri fides nen, uns Kolkata, San India. Gau eu toioch ddisgrif den yn trefau hoch blin y ddeis. Ys trefau sie blin y jeg ddeis fy'n chydlo'r dyfardach eg y clawd. Fan y simha tacwr ar padafali. Sian dy greu, y renan lloris fan y simha tegor. Fe jyn y wymyd jyn slienw eg y hun, och les enym sgriwi fan y simha. Sian dy greu, lai yn dy greinia. As for Sly Elias, monion, the row and over Siliorega, her yindersach, the row had shigged and embarred a classic ach vaughn, as the shan lane. As for short jint, egg fair egg, dun ye egg, shabely in a jeg the ash. The slight chitters in the curtain, mar barred Bengal. Rather like James Macpherson, claiming to have discovered the ancient works of the Celtic poet Ossian, which Macpherson claimed to have translated into English for his 1762 publication. The 16-year-old Rabindranath Tagore published his first book of poetry, Songs of Van Husimhar Tagore, but jokingly said that Van Husimhar had been a 17th-century poet, and that these were his lost works. And in fact, Tagore was a bit nonplussed when some experts did in fact accept them as the lost works of this hitherto unknown poet. It shows how the young Tagore had assimilated the traditional style. However, perhaps because of this early situation, he moved away from the classical forms and he went on to produce poetry, short stories, novels and songs, which showed a range of influences from other cultures round the world, because Tagore had a very internationalist outlook. In his lifetime, he visited over 30 countries on 5 continents. Last time in Shachlay, we heard Shravanti Mazumdar talking about a project to perform the songs of Rabindranath Tagore in Bengali and in the Manx language. That was, in fact, part of a longer interview with Shravanti, who told me more about her very interesting life and experiences, so we'll rejoin her this time to hear the full interview. But let's hear something of Shravanti's work now, as she sings a translation into Bengali of the first verse of the Robin Gibb version of Ellen Vanin.
কান্তো দিন যখন ছুটি যায় এই শ্রান্ত মন খুঁজে খোঁ তারায় ভরা ওই মস্ত আকাশ নিচে আমার অবসর তাই ফিরে যাই বারে বারে ফিরে যাই সে পরবাস আমার এক আপন দেশ আমার ঘর
My name is Shravanti Mazumdar, and I come from Calcutta, actually, India. And I came here to the island, actually. I'd never heard of Isle of Man before, but my husband brought me here. In fact, we got married here in 94 in Castle Rushen. We got married there. And we fell in love with this island, and we decided to be here, to live here. But because I didn't find anything for myself to do, and so I went to London. I took a job with Charterhouse in Southwark for them. I was the health project manager for Bangladeshi women, But the funding finished in 6 months' time. And BBC World at that time, the Bengali language section, they came to know about me, that I was there, because they knew me as Sravanti, as a singer, for a long time. So they asked me if I would be interested. And they also knew I was a broadcaster. Sorry, I am a broadcaster also. I've been broadcasting for a long time. So they asked me, the editor asked me, whether I would be interested to be a broadcast journalist. I said, but I've never done news, because in India, only national agencies can do news, like All India Radio or Doordarshan, which is the television, national television. Only they were allowed at that time to do the news. Now, of course, private channels can do the news. So I never did news, but I always loved news. So they said, that's no problem. So I went and I worked for them for 6 years. And in between, of course, we used to come back and go back. And after 6 years, we came back, because I decided to go to India as frequently as possible and pursue my career, because my career is there. As a singer, as a broadcaster, and producing things for television and radio, which I did. That's what I started doing until 2015. And I did not take citizenship here. I was still an Indian citizen, but it was becoming more and more difficult while I was traveling, while coming here. And I was stopped and questioned and all this. So I thought, maybe this is high time. I better apply for my citizenship, which I did in 2016. So I could not travel anywhere. I mean, overseas, I could not go. So I was here and I got my citizenship 2 years ago. And now again, I'm going back to Calcutta and I'm doing my work. And that is... And of course, I studied psychology, my major, and also my postgraduate. I did my master's in psychology. And at that time, like in India, especially in Bengal, parents are very particular that their children are educated properly. So my father said, whatever you do, just remember you have to finish your studies first. So I said, okay. But I got my break while I was studying in first year college in music. In fact, that was when first, you know, the commercial jingle started, not in India, in Bengal. India, Bombay, they started before. So I was asked to sing jingles. So my career actually started with jingles, and I became the jingle queen of Bengal. I loved it, actually. I loved jingle. I still do. I love it. And when I'm there, sometimes I do it. And then I got a break with HMV, EMI. At the time, it was EMI HMV until 1992. So they asked me if I would like to sing for them for pujas, which is like your Christmas. Our puja is our biggest festival in Bengal and all over the world, actually. Other than Isle of Man, across 650 pujas are celebrated all over the UK. And all over the world, it is celebrated. So it was an honor for me. And I was very, very young. And though I was trained in classical music, and my parents, they never wanted me to sing anything else, but I became the first pop singer of Bengal. And that was a real... Sometimes I think, I mean, I don't know how I got the courage to do it. And my parents were not very happy anyway. But afterwards, I mean, they didn't stop me, of course not. But because I was trained in classical music, I could sing other songs and it was easier for me. And I also learned Tagore, Rabindranath Tagore, our national poet. And Tagore is very big in India, especially in Bengal, because he was a Bengali and from Calcutta. So, and I also learned folk, Indian folk, Bengali folk, and we have got every single state in India, we have different folk styles, beautiful folk songs, and I love folk songs, and I recorded a lot of folk songs from Bangladesh and from India, and also I like folk songs here in the West. When I first heard your folk culture and your songs, which I really loved, maybe there's something, you know, that tells you the stories of your country and your culture, and I think that always, especially, I think maybe because I'm a singer, it always touches me when I hear folk songs. And anyway, so I started living here, but I'm still working in India. And now I, for the last 2 years, I have been thinking of doing something here. This is my adopted country. So I thought this is the time I should give back something that I know, I believe in. And I was thinking, what can I do? And I thought Tagore will be the best, Rabindranath Tagore. He is the first non-European awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1913. And so I thought maybe because he was somebody who was a reformer, social reformer, environmentalist, champion of women's rights and so many things in one. And in fact, his father sent him to England for formal education at school. He went to a public school, but he didn't like. He never liked, you know, this traditional way of teaching. So he was taught at home. But his father wanted him to become a barrister. So he sent him to the University College in London to study law, but he dropped out. And on his own, he started studying Shakespeare. He loved it. And once he learned the essence of English, Irish, and Scottish literature and music, he returned to India. So, you know, if you listen to Tagore, you will see a lot of songs, his influence of this English and Irish and Scottish influence very much there in his composition, because he was not only a poet, he was a composer, he was a short story writer, novelist, he was a philosopher. I mean, you just name it. And he started painting at the age of 60. And so it was so interesting. Then I thought, if I can, and he believed in one world. And he always wanted to spread his ideology all over the world. And he did it. He started touring, tour of friendship, tour of, and the lecture tours he did. And in this country, like WBS, I mean, he was hailed by him. And so I thought maybe this is one thing. And he was, by the way, he was knighted in 1915. But he renounced it later in 1919 after Jallianwala Bagh massacre. And Mahatma Gandhi was a friend of his, a very close friend. Not necessarily he always agreed with Gandhi's political views, but they were good friends. So all these things, you know, I started reading and I started thinking, if I can do something like Tagore. He wrote 2,500 songs, and there are, I mean, so many, whether it is integration or it is freedom fighters for freedom movement, or it is nature or love, you just name it, and folk. He was very much influenced by folk music. So I thought, why don't I try Tagore in Bengali and Manx? So that is what is my next project, which I am dreaming, and probably I will be doing soon. I will start to do. I'm thinking of in the new year, and my project of Tagore, conversation with Tagore. It will be in Celtic and Bengali, of course. So let's see how it goes.
Shrivanti Mazumdar. And just before that interview, we heard her singing the first verse of Elyon Vanin in Bengali. Shrivanti also now has a translation of that song into Manx. But as we heard, her project is to share the work of Bengali writer Rabindranath Tagore. Gashouds vashin uns balya kilion uns erdig culture vanin, lot mechon cheli shaw ech, vi greid the bavali goil version j aren en message hule hule, as rani goil bit begji. Vafisem chulirach erachar, a spach dale darau bri courage de Tagore, lorish aren as nalban. As Ren Robert Burns grew Fogland Day. Canel Tagore gaired at a cledden car, mor clinmage nish, ach shodon fule fule, as she schwagata laxmi das gupta to goil in a ren.
Fule, fule,
Swagata Lakshmi Dasgupta and Rabindranath Tagore's song Phule Phule. As Srivanti Mazumdar was telling us, Tagore was very influenced by folk music from all around the world, including that of Scotland. And for his song Phule Phule, we can hear his reference point in this song. The first verse of Robert Burns' song Ye Banks and Braes of Bonnie Doon, performed by Manx resident Moira Anderson. Burns and his songs were obviously of interest to Tagore, and it so happens that Rabindranath's name was frequently shortened to Rabbi, something he shared with Burns, of course. But there's a Manx connection with that particular song, Ye Banks and Braes of Bonnie Doon. In 1794, Burns wrote to his editor, George Thompson, regarding the tune to which he set his lyrics. It was a tune called The Caledonia Hunt's Delight, and this is just part of what Burns wrote. I won't attempt the accent, you'll be pleased to know. Do you know the history of the air? He asks Thompson, and he goes on to recount a couple of tales before going on to this. A lady of fashion, no less than a countess, informed me that the first person who introduced the air into this country was a baronet's lady of her acquaintance, who took down the notes from an itinerant piper in the Isle of Man. So there we have a putative association of that tune with the island. Burns used it to set his words, Ye Banks and Braes of Bonnie Doon, and Rabindranath Tagore was inspired to use it as the basis for one of his songs, Phule Phule. And now, through Shrivanti's project, we'll be having a version of the song in the Manx language as well, so perhaps completing a circle by bringing it back to the Isle of Man. Vami greider au Rabindranath Tagore, gian mach gus chira canelia. Ons na helden en nebudun te jalu j tegor ons Keren Gordon ons Bloomsbury Lunning ons Sarson. Te inet nolbens ons duderis en tegor ons dunegin. Te jalu j tegor seferk eg fine nustion ons Divlin, as te fair Elia cop jane jalu shen ons Sligo, as shen trued W. B. Yeats. In 1910, Rabindranath Tagore published a collection of poems in Bengali called Gitanjali, or Song Offerings. In 1912, the Indian Society in London published a translation into English, with a foreword by the Irish poet William Butler Yeats, who greatly admired Tagore's writing. Yeats enthused about Tagore's writing to others and had one of Tagore's dramas translated into English as The Post Office. It was about a boy with a vivid imagination and an incurable illness, and The Post Office was performed at the Abbey Theatre in Dublin. It was that translation into English of Gitanjali, or Song Offerings, that resulted in Tagore being awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1913. But back to Robert Burns. As I mentioned, Seach Lé is taking a fortnight off over Christmas and the New Year. Well, New Year is scarcely New Year at all without Burns's Auld Lang Syne, all round the world, in fact. And of course it caught the ear of the other Rabbi, Rabindranath Tagore.
পুরানো সেই দিনের কথা ভুলবি কি রে হায় ও সেই চোখের দেখা প্রাণীর কথা Shiki Bhula Jai.
And that's Tagore's version of Auld Lang Syne. Saswati Bhattacharya was singing the song for us there. Perhaps what people don't realise is that there's a lot more to Burns' lyric than is generally sung at New Year. And so here's a recording from 1953 of Frederick Warlock reciting Burns' poem, interspersed with a Manx translation I made a few years ago, Shan Sail Brow.
Should our acquaintance be forgot, never brought to mind? Should our acquaintance be forgot, an auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
Shan ein just be jerudy syne, gin cunyon eg shiel now. Shan ein just be jerudy syne, as shan sail brow. Son shan sail brow, maveen, son shan sail brow. Be cavan kinjal yuit ein, son shan sail brow.
And surely you'll be your pint stoop, and surely I'll be mine, and we'll tak a cup of kindness yet for auld lang syne.
The shigger kyonny us the fint, as kyonny mish fair dow, as be cabin kindle you at eins on shan sail brow.
We twa here run about the braes and poo the gowans fine, but we've wandered many a weary fits in auld lang syne.
Crink van gistin rai the flug na nenen and beg jow, a cram reg and throm ren shin rawel near shan sail brow.
We twa he paddled in the burn frae morning sun till dine, but seas between us braid a rod sin auld lang syne.
Va plodden ek nin gis a glish fine vadren gus bee chow. Wyrwch'n chi'n lle'n edrain i'r sian sail braw.
And there's a hand, my trusty fear, and gies a hand o' thine, and we'll tach a reck good wally wacht for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tach a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne.
Sio dutch malau ma chara fir, as corn lau ed dau. Be bulga mind a agnia mai, son shan sail brow. Son shan sail brow, ma vin, son shan sail brow. Be cavan kinjil you at ein, son shan sail brow. Frederick Warlock with Robert Burns's poem Auld Lang Syne, and my translation of it into Manx. But let's celebrate Christmas first in the company of the Bunscoil Ghilgach, singing a song which they really throw themselves into. It's a Manx version of Jingle Bells, which I made some years ago. As a sent as in the Jitgus Jera Clare Shaw, we come to the end of Shach Lay this time. We'll be back on Thursday, the 9th of January. From me, Bob Carswell, Von Pien, Robert Akarslach, Nullich Enlerio, as Blen Fivai, as Sledniu.